You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Thursday night. Very excited tonight. We have our first live performance of the year here in studio with us, getting ready to play a fantastic set for you. This is Ira Hartley on 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Bandcamp.com. You can check us out there. I'm just tuning my guitar. But this next song is a single off of our album that you can find on irahartley.bandcamp.com. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
sophisticated tools for manipulation. Send hidden messages sprinkled through your feed. Can it convince you to buy some shit that you don't need? And I'm always watching. This song. true. Cause only you can see why. Only you can see why. Only you can be the light. Only you can see why. And when I
doing on the radio out there. You're a great audience. All right, another one. Introduce the band before you do that, or while you do that. All right. Andy, Nazarol on bass, Jeff Carter on drums, Cass Picken on shreddy lead guitar, and me, Ira, on voice and guitar. Okay, here we go. All right, we're going to take it from the top. Guitar solos, folks. I'm really cool. Two more songs. These two come off our record that's called Hardly Ira. And you can find that at Ira Hardly. That's Ira Hardly, because I got a. All right. .bandcamp.com. All right. You're out of my league. You're out of my league, and for some reason, baby, you like me. You're out of my league. You're out of my league, and for some reason, darling, you want me, even though you're out of my. Up on a cloud.
you flew down to meet me on the ground. You look so radiant, they illuminate the sky. Then you push down your heart-shaped sunglasses and looked me in the eye. You felt something deep inside.
Website. You already know where you gotta go. Oh yeah, come check us out next Thursday, the 23rd, at the Cobalt. We are playing with Runner and Liam. Liam in the Holy Smokes. Got it. Yep, it was there. It was in my brain. I just needed a second. Yeah. It's hard to tune and talk and think. Okay, one more song.
got his cleanup crew and their garbage trucks. And take it from this Jew, I think your bagels suck. I think your bagels suck. Go to the mayor's house. We should throw all of his shit out. We should go to the mayor's house. We should throw all of his shit out. We should go to the mayor's house. We should throw all of his shit out. We should go to the mayor's house. I do you like it?
Ira Hartley, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is me, Ben, the host, Jay Arner, sound engineer tonight. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back to chat with the band, Ira Hartley, after these short, short messages. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
The right side of my neck still smells like you.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com.
But I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild, keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
Pull me out. We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions. Run for the knife when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page. AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Hello, this is Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. In the studio with me right now, Ira Hartley. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks
so much for coming in and playing. If you're just tuning in to the show, you missed a fantastic set from the band Ira Hartley, who just played in our studio. Can we start by maybe introducing yourself, maybe your name or whatever you want to talk about to people out there at Radio Land, so they recognize your voice when I ask questions?
Sure. They don't I'm know. Ira. I sing and play guitar.
And I'm Cass. I play guitar.
Jeff, play drums.
I'm Andy, and I play bass.
And you are Ira Hartley. Can we talk a bit about the history of the band? I think I listened to your interview with two of you when you talked to Chris Riffick.
Oh, yeah.
So I did some research, I guess. But yes. But just for the benefit of people that don't listen to the show, like maybe you just talk a bit about how this project came about.
I kind of started with me writing songs on my own, and then kind of in the pandemic the project kind of started, just like hobby of playing a guitar and having too much time, and then I reached out to Andy about how I can't finish a song. I had never actually finished a song, and I wanted help, and then Andy helped me finish a song, and then it kind of snowballed. And then how Cass and Jeff came into the band is that they're parents, and I'm a parent, and our kids are all friends.
Ah.
And I basically like recruited them at, it might have been a birthday party.
I think it was Cass's birthday.
It was Cass's birthday. Yeah. Yes. And I was just like,
we were just talking about making music.
Yeah.
Cause like, how did that talk? Like, I guess you wouldn't, because it was just like small talk in the kitchen, and then how about those connects?
Jeff mentioned that he had drums in a jam space.
Okay,
and that was when a light bulb went in my head.
Right,
I had been in a band called Skyote, and everyone sort of moved away, and so I was still paying for basically just storage.
Right.
The space just sitting there, so I was like, "But help me use it. You want a jam? I've got a space."
But how did you come about bringing up drums at the kids' party?
I think he was just talking about writing songs, and he was like, "Oh, you know, that'd be cool to."
I was in a spot of talking about it a bunch because I was sick of doing it alone, mm-hmm. so I was kind of like
wanting to collaborate,
throwing like Instagram stories, like "Who wants to make music?" And then I'd like be at like a party and just be like, "Hey, I knew that Cass played guitar." So I was kind of just like,
right, you
know, seeing who in my circle was kind of, I was putting a lot of feelers out.
Yeah, and I was excited to just try something out and start jamming. And it all kind of came together. Yeah. It was fun.
And not as a songwriter myself, when you said you have trouble finishing your song, is it like just it's not like a movie where you want to, you know, like you're missing the ending or whatever.
No, it was more like I would start songs and not finish them. Kind of thing, like it would be like half an idea, or it would be like I get stuck. I was trying to teach myself how to like use Logic and record,
right?
And I knew that Andy had a lot of history of like recording and all that, so I just kind of was like, teach me.
Yeah.
And it kind of started with us just jamming on one of my songs, and then it turned into us making a whole EP at his place, and then it kind of
right.
I thought you said that you were also kind of like teaching yourself like play guitar at the time too, right?
Yeah. When we started, I was still figuring out how to like switch chords.
Yeah. Yeah, when he first invited me over to work on songs or whatever, like he wanted to play me the songs that he had so far. When he showed me his like Logic workstation or whatever,
yep.
It was two guitar chords looped for the entire song, like two strums of the guitar that he looped.
Yeah, because I couldn't switch from like from a C to a G. So I did like C, recorded it, and then I did G and recorded it, and then I just cut between the two loops of that. That's where I was at.
Right.
So yeah. I figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Some, yeah.
Right.
But it was cool. Like you were like writing really cool songs, and I think like some of the like the simple song structure that comes out of it might have something to do with that too. You know, like yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be an insult, by the way.
No,
it was more the opposite. It was like now.
I was also listening to a lot of music that was just like two chords.
Yeah.
Right, and it was like I was like, oh, like it just felt like I was kind of emulating things that I heard where I was like, oh, it's just so simple. And I think it's funny because now it's like, I think maybe I'm starting to overcomplicate it as I know more. But I guess that's just the classic.
From what I heard, Ira, you were from out east and you were in a different band, but you didn't play guitar with your other project.
It was just like a noise. It was just a party thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and it was nothing to...
Nothing more
to
yeah. So what made you decide to, like, did you always wanted to do that? You just didn't do it back out east, or what makes you decide to do it here? Is it the COVID?
Yeah, it's like a search for like, it's like a, I don't know, guy in their 30s thing. trying to, I've always tried to have creative outlets, and it's just like, I always love music. And then just like, I think just one day I was like, why can't I make it?
Yeah.
And I just started doing it.
Right. And when did this whole project came to be? So yeah, just to mention, I guess Ira Hartley is a play on your name, mm-hmm. which is Ira Hardy.
Yeah.
When about did this whole four of you came?
It's been a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, 2 years?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
A couple of years. Yeah.
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 Yeah, because even just recording the LP was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at this point. So yeah, a couple
and
years. That
was yeah. And year. Did yeah, we start recording sense. The EP before we ever jammed?
Maybe.
Right, and the LP you're talking about is the one that just came out in December.
Yeah, so that
the
yeah.
self-titled.
Well, it's called Hardly Ira, but yeah.
Okay, close enough. Yeah, right, right. and so you said you recorded it like a year ago.
We recorded it at the. Beginning of December at KW Studios with Nick Short.
Right.
And then doing a bunch of like work on it over the course of like many, many months. But we kind of probably worked on it actually for like a year after doing that live on the floor recording. But that's kind of the story though.
Is it just because it's hard to find time, or is it just you're a perfectionist, or is it just whatever that
a
took
mix.
So
long? Yeah, we're busy. I think it was like, go in once a month and chip away, and it's like 13 songs. And yeah, I think there's a little bit of perfectionism. What do you think, Andy?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I was overcomplicating things a lot when we were having those sessions, because I would try and do like 100 vocals because I was trying to like learn how to sing harmonies while we recorded the record.
Yeah,
there was a couple songs. There was one song that we were like, we scrapped all the lyrics and like changed it after recording it, and we're like working on it for a while.
Right. Were all the songs like a work together sort of thing, or would you take? Was it one song more written by some person, or how does that?
Usually, like I'll have the structure of a song, and bring it to the band, and then they'll kind of like figure out what they're gonna do. And I don't usually ever have any notes. Like I just, that's what's great about this project. Mm-hmm. I know these guys have said that before, where it's just like, do your thing, and then it just kind of like works.
Flesh it out.
But me and Andy work on the, like, I'll have, like, a song, and then I won't love it. It'll be, like, 80% there or something. And then me and Andy will, like, go in line by line and kind of, like, hone it in.
Mm, okay.
So it is collaborative, yeah.
And where does the lyrics and such come in?
I'll come with lyrics.
Okay.
But sometimes I'll be like, I really hate this second verse.
Okay.
And go to Andy and be like, we'll figure out why we don't like it and like come. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
And we work together on coming up.
But do you have an idea if this is going to be like a slower pace? Like.
Yeah. Usually it's like, this is the song in terms of the structure.
Yeah.
Sometimes that stuff changes a little bit, but for the most part, it's like the bones of the song are there when Ira has them, and then...
Yeah. But sometimes a song will just be like all one, it'll just be like, I'll bring it in, it'll just be all one, there's no dynamics or whatever, so in once we're working on it, we'll be like, okay, how about we do only the bass for this part, and like, go quiet.
Do a bridge here.
And that's like, definitely collaborative. It's so like, there's, it's kind of like the skeleton of a song, but it really... I don't come with something fully figured out.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And what about the content of the lyric, the songs? It seems to be, there's like a bit of like some songs about like, maybe it's a bit of love song. There's like one song, obviously, people mentioned the mayor's house is very like the, I mean, it could be, I mean, it feels like it could be directed at a particular person.
Maybe.
I think for the most part, the subject matter is coming from the source is me.
Yeah.
And like what I'm going through. But even though it's sometimes the lyrics are come up, we come up with them together.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like some of them, like moving to the country, it seems like you're talking about someone you knew or maybe whatever you think, you know, like is it. And also it's interesting because you have 13 songs, but then the last two is bonus tracks.
Mm.
What makes them bonus versus being part of the core? Or is it? Is they're, that on the? Are they on the?
They're
on
not
the,
on the.
LP. On the record, right?
Yeah. So the LP, like we
couldn't fit in
at all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Andy also has thoughts about that. Well,
No. I mean, we weren't going to include them on the record because they felt like they weren't. I don't know, maybe quite at the level of some of the other ones in some ways.
Yeah, like moving to the country had a different title and completely different lyrics, so kind of it did feel a little more like thrown together.
And that's funny, like when you're saying that it sounds like it's like written about a person. Like maybe when Ira first wrote the bones of that song, but like I feel like the new lyrics, did I write all those lyrics?
A lot of it. Yeah.
That was like one of the ones that I put more
totally.
But I was trying to write in the voice of the previous lyrics that Ira had written.
I don't just mean a particular person. It seems like a particular situation. I mean, we all know people, you know, in Vancouver that has to move somewhere else because it's expensive. Yeah, it's definitely a thing. So a lot of the songs people can relate to very much. And and there's a show before we go any further. You have a show at the Cobalt, January the 23rd, which is what day of the week?
Thursday.
Okay. So that's
1 week from today.
1 week from today with Runner, The Holy Smokes, and Liam Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the Cobalt recently?
No.
Yeah. I haven't been since the new management, I guess.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Been years.
Yeah.
We've never played there either, so we're excited to be on that stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything special planned for your first time at Cobalt?
Maybe we'll all dress in blue.
We weren't going to play that exact set we just heard. But you can get the visual side of it, which is, some may say, the best part.
Is there any reason the way you set how you play out the songs in certain order versus... How the songs are arranged in the album.
Mm. Yeah, sequencing.
Well, we have a lot of new ones now also.
Yeah, because it's been a year.
Yeah, the thing about the album now is like we don't play a lot of those songs now because I have all these new songs and we want to record a new EP and stuff. So I think we kind of like sprinkle in our favorites from the record with trying out new ones.
Right.
I kind of I like the idea of like keeping the momentum going.
Yes.
Just not stop writing.
What are some of your new songs about?
Feelings and past relationships and
life
and just you know going through it.
fair enough. And you guys are probably pretty busy in being dads and such. Mm-hmm. So no, maybe any tours coming up or any sort of how do you get out?
I don't think So. Yeah. Yeah.
We applied for some festivals and things like that, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. How long can you actually all leave?
Exactly. In the summer, maybe we'll do something really short.
Something short.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I think that's something to like.
Yeah, it's tough with schedules.
Aspire
anyway,
to do.
Yeah.
But with kids, too.
Is it hard to schedule even just rehearsal, or is it pretty?
Yeah. We're pretty good with that.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah. We've been going pretty consistently once a week for the 2 years that we've been playing together.
Yeah,
just not much more than that,
right? And you going to push your kids into playing music? Or
absolutely.
Got the instruments all picked out?
You don't have to push them, you know what I mean? Just a gentle nudge.
Yeah.
No, I'm pushing them.
He's going to write a hit. It's going to be...
gonna live That's my ticket out of here. Nah. I think that when they're around it, I think maybe I play guitar too much around them that they kind of don't like it into a certain degree. So maybe they'll like go really anti-guitar music because they've just been having too much guitar in their house. So who knows? I don't know. We're gonna find out. I bet they'll be into some weird hyper pop,
right?
Something that hurts my ears.
Yeah. I kind of It's interesting because, kids try to be different than their parents. But who knows? I don't know. Like I kind of listen to, I kind of like some of the stuff my parents listen to.
Yeah. Same.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So we never know.
You push it away and then you come back to it. And you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Maybe the key is just not to just play it and be
fine,
like.
Fine. I won't force them.
Just have it there.
Just match. Yeah. Just have a set of drums instead of.
Yeah.
Of like a side table. I don't
know. Yeah. Well, his kid's playing drums.
Yeah.
Right.
He took some lessons for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
We stopped doing that.
All right.
He's got a guitar now, and we have there's a place next to our house that does guitar lessons. He doesn't want to learn from me, I don't think, but I think he's curious a little bit about taking guitar lessons. But it's not like a huge interest of his right now, so we're not rushing it.
It's interesting because a lot of current top 40 pop music doesn't. It's sort of tracks. It just tracks and. not a lot of interest. I wonder if the really young kids even know. I'm trying to think of do music videos even have drums in them? Guitar, it's just a machine, right? Or it could be played by someone, but if it's the video, I don't know. What do I know?
I think Towns definitely likes pushing the buttons on the drum machine more than he likes. Trying to strum a guitar right now, but I mean, there's lights and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's a tough learning curve for a kid,
for sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am in the studio with Ira Hartley, who just played live in our studio at the top of the hour. You can listen to the performance again sometime later tonight, early tomorrow. If you go to CITR's website, go to CITR.ca and do a search for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell or Ira Hartley should show up. That's how the internet works. Hopefully that's how it goes. We are going to kick into this is the first time I have a band this year, so thanks for coming in.
Awesome.
And we haven't had a band in a while because the last two bands just various health related or whatever things happen. People get sick this minute. So we're gonna play. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out where I put all my stuff now. Let's see here. We usually play a little game with people, but usually I play a little tune before. It's like a little bumper song. We're gonna play a little game with the band called "Would You Rather" after this bumper music that I've finally figure out where the website is. But now,
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
Very basic game. I have a deck of cards. I played the wrong song. Anyways. Doesn't matter. I'm going to play "Would You Rather." I played the wrong. See, this is what happened in the first time. Doesn't matter. Very similar. I'll end it with the proper song. Would you rather I have a deck of a box full of cards that's created by a company from whatever. It's just questions. Would you rather? Maybe I have a member of your band just take turns picking out a card and maybe ask the rest of your band the questions in the card. If you really don't like it, if it's terrible, just pick another one. Okay. Maybe Ira can get started. Okay. Different color kind of represent different categories, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be fluent in every language or a citizen of every country in the world? I feel like that's easy.
Hmm.
I would say fluent in every language.
Yeah, because you could be a citizen.
You'd be a citizen?
I would say citizen of every country.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah, because does that mean like I have a passport for every country?
Yeah, I guess so,
yeah. So you go there, but you won't understand the language. Or would you rather understand everyone's language?
That's fine.
I can learn it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine. A lot easier to get places if you have the passport right. of the place.
But, I mean...
I go language, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
That, like, you know what I mean?
Because if you can kind of travel. Like, do you want to, you thinking about staying and living?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Because for Canadian passport, you can kind of...
Subtitles. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go to that many countries.
I'm getting
too old and lazy.
When I think about being a citizen, I'm like, well, I'm going to go live and
why do you need to learn all these languages?
Well, there's how many languages are spoken, like, just around. Yeah. Just understanding everyone's conversation.
Maybe. There's no right or wrong answers, yeah. but, you know.
Yes, there is.
Okay, would you rather fight the world's best boxer or a silverback gorilla?
I feel like the gorilla would just kill you. Yeah. So would you rather die or maybe die or definitely die?
I don't know.
You can understand.
Is the best boxer also as angry at you? Is
yeah. This... They're just like, how do you want to die?
Actually, yeah, because if the boxer is going to like fight you until you die, then it might take longer than the gorilla. So maybe I want the gorilla.
Yeah.
Gorilla's a quicker death, yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I spend less time with gorillas than human beings, so I'd go with gorillas.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to hang out with a gorilla for a bit before that.
Maybe you guys could befriend each other. You don't know.
Okay, next one. Would you rather go camping in a snowstorm or during a heat wave?
Mm.
Feels hot or cold? Would you rather?
I'm going to go heat wave.
You'd rather during heat wave, yeah.
Or does it just say snowstorm?
Camping in a snowstorm.
It's kind of cozy.
Yeah, snowstorm. I mean, if you got the right equipment,
as long as you have the right stuff, if you're prepared.
But when I was a kid, I went on a winter camping trip with scouts, and I had bad boots, and my feet got really cold, and I had to go home in the middle of the night.
Oh, really?
So, that's the number one.
So I've already
rule.
Experienced it, so maybe
probably better than
just because I haven't done it before.
The number one rule of camping: never get your feet wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Once your socks and shoes are wet, you're cooked.
Okay. Would you rather have your every move narrated by Siri? Or your thoughts voiced out loud by Alexa?
What? Is this an ad for one of those?
Yeah.
Neither?
Yeah, I don't want either, but I guess it would have to be the every move narrated by Siri.
What's the second one?
Your thoughts voiced out loud by Alexa.
I would rather my moves
yeah.
be
Yeah,
moves
I don't want people to hear my inner thoughts. Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff up there.
Yeah.
Both of those sounds like a movie, like, you know, whatchamacallit, like... Like a title, yeah.
Isn't that a Will Ferrell movie where there's like a narrator and he can hear?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's what I was thinking.
That's what that is. Isn't that?
Yeah, I think it was like narrated by. Yeah, I totally remember that now.
We're doing a great job.
Yeah.
This is great radio.
Yeah, I know.
A movie we don't
is it Stranger Than Fiction? Is that
the yes? Yeah. See, we got it. You got it. You got it.
Great title sequence is what I remember that one.
Okay. I don't think I ever saw it. I just remember the name and that's
a quirky film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you rather drink milk directly from a goat's udder or lick sap off a tree?
Whoa.
I think I've done both.
Yeah, I feel like this one's trying to gross me out.
Yeah. Licking sap from a tree is like, that's fine.
Yeah, like, that sounds fine.
Fine, I would go. I mean,
I'd probably go.
I'd go for the goat, but I'd probably go for the tree too.
My uncle had goats when I was a kid, and I definitely milked some goats. I don't know if I.
I'm gonna go for that. I like that question, though. So I'm gonna go for green also.
Yeah, maybe green. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is the green category?
In the wild.
Oh. Yeah.
Would you rather get caught in the path of a mudslide or a tsunami? Whoa.
That's it's got.
It's got too much climate realness for me.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Pretty.
I feel like I could
Depends,
ride
gonna
a
have a surf.
Exactly,
have
a surfboard. Yeah. I could ride that tsunami. It's the only chance. Yeah,
a dirt board.
Sheesh. All right, I'll do one more for the band, and then we'll see how it goes. Okay. Let's try the mats. Is it mats? Oh, wait. What is this? This is not even a thing. This is option A. I think you can play as a game. Oh. Oh, this one, I'm calling no on that one. Which, I think we, no. This one is dumb, but whatever. I pulled so many cards. Would you rather program a robot to clean your room or program a robot to style your wardrobe?
Clean
my room. Clean all day.
I'm kind of curious what this is about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah, I haven't seen what he wears.
Yeah.
But this
Let's
is,
go
but
for
this
one
is
one.
Where the conversation of AI needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We need AI to clean my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to make bad art.
Would you rather have your face added to Mount Rushmore or printed on U.S. currency?
Whoa. Rushmore would be pretty
scary. But on every dollar?
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's
that's
cool, but Rushmore, I feel like Rushmore's forever.
Do you get to pick a president to replace?
They would I don't know, Trump.
Yeah. Oh, they just, add a fifth one, yeah. Just in front. All right. Yeah, let's close out the. Oh, I close the. I close out the window. That is this. But that is how you play Would You Rather, and this is the actual bumper music from Would You Rather.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Ira Hartley. Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in, for coming in.
Thank
and
you for
playing.
Having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add other than next Thursday playing at the Cobalt, rocking hard, I don't know, on a school night?
Mm-hmm. IraHartley.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, I think we said that.
Yeah. And where can people get your record?
That's where you get it, IraHartley.bandcamp.com. Yeah. There's probably like a handful left, so if you want one.
There's maybe some at some
pile?
Records.
Yeah.
There's some at Audiopile, and I'm going to bring some to, if there's still any left, to Dandelion.
Okay.
And
we have them at the show.
And they'll be at the show as
well. Yeah, and the record is called Hartley Ira.
Yes.
And, yeah, thank you for coming in. Thank you to Jay Arner for sound engineering tonight. Mm-hmm. Once again, you can listen to this on our podcast sometime later. CITR.ca, probably a link to it on radiohell.ca as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Please stay tuned for DJ Autonomy on Copy and Paste. It will be a great show. And I think later is 24 Hours of Radio Art. That's after midnight, but... What do I know? But stay tuned. You'll find out. You'll find out. Just stick around till midnight. You'll find out what's going to be on. This is a runner who's going to be playing with Ira Hartley at the Cobalt next Thursday. This is a song called Coffee, 101.9 CITR.
Sleeping, didn't have time for a coffee.
said that I'd never be no one if I could get out of my way.
I could be up there with Willie, I swear.